Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include Phase 3 data for obinutuzumab in primary membranous nephropathy, as well as ixekizumab and tirzepatide in moderate to severe plaque psoriasis and obesity or overweight with greater than or equal to one additional weight-related comorbid condition, new data supporting the cardiovascular benefits of ARXY, findings from a second phase 3 trial evaluating COMP360 in treatment-resistant depression, and preclinical data for thiacamine in a human metabolic-associated steatohepatitis model using Physiomimics liver-on-a-chip platform. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of February 15, 2026. Let's jump in. Number 1. Majesty. Obinutuzumab achieves 2-year complete remission in primary membranous nephropathy. On February 16, 2026, Genentech, a member of the Roche Group, announced that the Phase 3 MAJESTY study in adults with primary membranous nephropathy met its primary endpoint, showing statistically significant and clinically meaningful results with obinutuzumab, or Gazyva. In the study, significantly more people achieved complete remission at 2 years, 104 weeks, with obinutuzumab versus tacrolimus, with no new safety signals identified. Genentech described plans to present the data at an upcoming medical meeting and share it with health authorities, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Number 2. Ixekizumab, tirzepatide effective together for psoriasis and obesity or overweight. On February 19, 2026, Eli Lilly and Company announced positive top-line results from the landmark Together PSO open-label Phase 3b clinical trial evaluating the concomitant use of ixekizumab, or TALTS, and tirzepatide, or Zepbound, compared to ixekizumab alone in adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis and obesity, or overweight with greater than or equal to one additional weight-related comorbid condition. Results showed that at 36 weeks, treatment with ixekizumab and tirzepatide met the primary and all key secondary endpoints, delivering superior skin clearance and weight loss versus ixekizumab monotherapy. Number 3. ARXY vaccine reduces hospitalization, major adverse cardiovascular events in RSV. On February 18, 2026, GSK announced new effectiveness data for ARXVY, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, adjuvanted, at RSVVW26, the 9th Conference of the Respiratory Syncytial Virus Foundation, or RSVNET, in Rome, Italy. This retrospective cohort study included greater than 2.5 million patients, of whom 520,440 were vaccinated and matched in a 1-to-4 ratio to 2,081,760 patients who did not receive the vaccine. Results showed the vaccine was associated with 75.6% effectiveness against RSV-related hospitalization at a median follow-up period of 5.6 months post-vaccination. Additional exploratory endpoints indicated 63.1% vaccine effectiveness against major adverse cardiovascular events, including heart attack and stroke, during hospitalization among patients aged greater than or equal to 60 years. Number 4. COMP360 psilocybin meets primary endpoint in second phase 3 trial for TRD. On February 17, 2026, Compass Pathways announced that its investigational synthetic psilocybin formulation, COMP360, met the primary endpoint in the second pivotal phase 3 trial evaluating the therapy in adults with treatment-resistant depression. In the COMP006 study, a pair of 25 mg doses administered 3 weeks apart produced a statistically significant reduction in depressive symptom severity at week 6 compared with a 1 mg dose control, reinforcing findings from the companion COMP005 trial and advancing the program toward regulatory submission. Number 5. Thiocomine shows disease-modifying potential in MASH using liver-on-a-chip platform. On February 19, 2026, Devonian Health Group announced positive results from a follow-up preclinical study evaluating thiocomine in a human metabolic-associated steatohepatitis model using PhysioMimics liver-on-a-chip platform. The study was conducted by CN Bio Innovations, Cambridge, UK. The study demonstrates that thiocomine exerts dose-dependent effects on key pathological hallmarks of MASH, including fibrosis and inflammation, in a physiologically relevant human liver system, representing a notable translational bridge between Devonian's previously disclosed efficacy in the mouse-STAM MASH model and a predictive human microphysiological model.